For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If Donald John Trump wins, and if you know he's going to win, good luck to you. If he's the 45th president, and if he's the 47th president, ladies and gentlemen, does he have in presidential history the greatest upset in presidential history, and does he have the greatest comeback in presidential history? I'd love to say I'm a presidential historian, and I can tell you all about the races in the 1820s and 40s and 60s. I'm not. But on the surface, those are correct. Right, Dave Ergen? Think about this. He jumps in the race in 15, finally, after he teased jumping in the race since maybe 2000, the Reform Party? He had been asked about it a lot and showed no interest. He then finally jumps in, comes down the escalator. There were, 17 others? And pretty quickly became the Republican leader, almost instantly. But he said this, he said that, he did this, he did that. It's not going to hold up. Then he's running against the Clinton machine. It's not going to hold up. Grab him by the you-know-what. And I think some have distorted the polls in 16 because many of the polls showed a race that was a 2 or 3 point race by the time we were here day before. But still, he won. Nothing else in my lifetime regarding presidential elections, regarding upsets, is close to that. Nothing for you, right?
Not in my lifetime, and certainly not, you know, not just, he was an upset within his own party, and then seemingly an upset in the general election. I mean, you think Dewey defeats Truman, you know, the paper that Harry Truman held up after
he ended
up beating.
Well, that was just incompetence, right, by the folks who called it early, though, right?
Well, certainly was, but I'm just saying it was an upset. Everyone expected Thomas Dewey to beat Truman, and turns out that didn't exactly happen.
That's a good one. That is a very good one. You are now the presidential historian of the show.
Thank you very much.
I will call you Professor Harrigan at least for five more seconds.
Yeah, and James K. Polk's election, too. That was a shocker.
The Polker?
Oh, big one.
Now, if he wins, and let's be honest, no one has any idea who's going to win. I will say for me, for a long time in the Trump-Biden race, I was very clear. And then the last couple weeks, I was slightly, like 51% leaning Trump. I'm now 50.2% leaning Harris.
That's a big move.
I mean,
I'm going to call Nate Silver.
I mean, that's edgy, right? I mean, really, really, really edgy. But for him, not just a loss and not just the pursuit of going to court, fine, that's allowed. Getting just destroyed. The election between he and Biden, a lot closer than the court cases between, you know, him and the courts. And he's allowed to pursue that, right? Totally fine. He won one minor victory, lost 60-some cases. Some of those cases, was it dismissed because he didn't have standing? That's correct. But when January 6th happened, and just go back and look at the prominent Republicans who came out and said, enough. Enough. It was fun. It was passionate. It was calling.
Susie's texting me. Apparently, she's going to get a sandwich now.
Oh. Does she know we're doing Overrated at 12:35?
No. Probably should tell her that.
Yeah. You haven't told her that yet?
I didn't know that was official.
Yeah. That's when we're doing it. So if she can get back, that would be great. But that was it, right? He wasn't going to make a comeback. He'd go back to being Donald Trump. And he'd live his life as a former president. And maybe it was Kevin McCarthy's visit. Who knows what it was? But he is now on the precipice of winning again. The combo, what else? Who in life? Maybe let's take this out of politics. Who in life has, in what they do, the greatest upset and the greatest comeback? Who would that be? What is the scenario? Because, and again, I don't know if he's going to win. We're going to be here tomorrow night. I'll be here. Adam will be here. Blois will be here and many, many others. Our newsroom will be all over the place. We'll have excellent experts checking in throughout the night. I do not believe whenever we finish, sometime in the early hours of Wednesday, I will say the 47th president of the United States is, and is either going to be Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. I don't think that's going to happen. Do you?
Doesn't seem like it's going to
happen. Doesn't seem that way. We're going to get to later what would surprise you. Because I've got only one thing that would surprise me. Because I think every other scenario we've discussed.
A Trump concession speech?
That's tied to it. That is tied to it. Well, we'll get to it at 2:05, but that's it. It's the combo of Donald Trump not declaring victory and Donald Trump conceding. But yes. That's later. Let's get to that at 2:05. In your opinion, can you think of something else in life, the combo platter of the greatest upset, and then he was done, right? How many people thought from about this time January 6th, when individuals were storming the Capitol? Some were protesting. Some were peaceful protesting. Some were just kind of walk around. But others were in there trying to stage a coup. That's what they're trying to stop.
It's a day of
the
love.
The transfer of power.
Day
and
of
no,
love.
It was not. If I would have said to you, hey, by the way, this guy who's sitting there, he watched it for hours and hours, is going to be on the verge of winning again? I think even about only about 20% of MAGA at that point would have said, you're right. Because it was melting.
Yes, it was all falling apart right in front of our eyes. And it was, well, clearly he can't be president anymore.
And he
but it wasn't that long after. I think started asking the question on this show.
Exactly. Will he run?
Will he run again?
And you
were dead set he would.
I was dead set, and those bottom feeders, Cook and Carter, were like, absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't fault them, because they were thinking, did you see what just happened?
Yes. No sane country would put up with that again.
And he crushed his opponents. I mean, Haley in some states was, what did she get, like 25, 30? He won every one. So if he wins.
Without showing up for debates.
Not showing up.
Just saying, I got this.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, I've done this before.
Good luck, Vivek. Good luck, Haley. Yeah. Good luck.
You kids go play there in the shallow end. I'm doing flips over here in the deep end. And he was right. What is close to this, and do you agree with me? This isn't me saying I hope this happens. I think I'm pretty much on the record. I'm not voting for the young man. But this would be historic. He would rise in history if that happens. Is there any doubt about that?
No.
Now, maybe some would say, well, guess what? If he loses in 18, they didn't get as much. He lost in 20. They didn't get as much in 22. And then he loses in 24. It's a losing streak. And it would be. But if he pulls this off, I mean, when you talk about presidential stories in our lifetime, he would be right in the mix because of what happened and how he arrived at the office the first time, and even more improbably the second time. It's the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. I'd love a phone call or two. You want to agree? You want to elaborate on this particular topic? That'd be great. If you'd rather send a text, no worries. 651-461-9226.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I have this one.
Good luck.
The legendary Quincy Jones passed away at 91, and you're going to play tunes and songs where he collaborated with these brilliant artists.
Yes, either as a producer, performing on the song himself, writing it, whatever. It's all Quincy ties. I learned this song, Billie Jean. I don't know if you're familiar with this one.
Just heard it.
He and Michael had an argument about this one.
I saw that. You want to elaborate?
It was about, you know, the intro, the, you know, the drum beat and the synth is about 30 seconds. And Quincy said, no. That's too long, Michael. That's too long. And Michael said, Quincy, that's the part that wants me to get up and dance. We're keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
Quincy said, all right.
Michael was right.
I think Michael won that one.
I did reach out to our friend Jimmy Jam Harris today. And he normally would come on, but he's at a celebration of life for Tito Jackson.
Mm.
And he did add this because he hasn't posted. So he said this. Quincy did all I could do, possibly make heaven here on earth. And now that he's making heaven up in heaven, I imagine the collabs he's having with Frank, Duke, Dizzy, Miles, Prince, MJ, etc. On the watchful eye of his best friend, the Black Godfather, Clarence Avon. They are masterpieces. I'm inspired and know that we lost an earthly angel, so we all have to grow our wings a little bigger and flap a little harder for peace on earth.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. From another amazing producer, Jimmy Jam Harris. I mean, Quincy Jones. We'll probably get more to Quincy later. Before I get to your text on, is Trump, I don't know, maybe 48, 72 hours from pulling off the greatest upset and greatest comeback in presidential history? I did try to vote today. I did something stupid that made it more problematic, which I will include in overrated, underrated, properly rated. In fact, if you, along with your text on the political topics, if you'd like to guess right now, what stupid thing did I do today? No one was harmed.
It's good.
Except my intelligence. Another chip at it. What dumb thing did I do today? When I went to Plymouth City Hall, hour and 15 minutes, and I was told, if this is your polling place, it will be a lot quicker tomorrow.
Yeah.
And because of my dumb decision, I did not have that time. Texters, are you done voting already? Did you try to vote today? Have you finished up your voting? I think because so many, what are we at, like 77, 78 million now?
I saw 78 last night. I'm
right?
Sure we're probably up over 80 now.
So we're over 80. Maybe tomorrow at the polls will be quieter.
Just crickets.
Because we've...
You and a couple pollsters. And
yeah. I'll just bond there a little bit. A
couple folks outside maybe trying to harass. Who knows?
Let's see. Okay. Let's get to text here. Let's go back here. Trump did not win the general election in 2016. Yeah, he did. He did. It was Electoral College. That's the game we're playing.
He didn't win the popular vote. But he won the,
Trump,
won the election.
The text is, Trump did not win the general election in 2016. Yeah, he did. He lost the popular vote by 3+ million to Hillary Clinton. We can have the debate separately. We've had it multiple times, should we dump the Electoral College? But that was the game they were playing, and he won. Biggest comeback? Yes. Biggest upset? No. Tell me a bigger presidential upset. More text. Really want to hear only positive news that does not include Donald John Trump. Quit already. People don't need to hear negative talk about the good things to come with Kamala and new teams. Forget going back and looking in the guy's miserable decades of insanity. We need to forget him. It's the day before the election, and he's got about a 50% chance of winning. So the idea that I'm going to forget talking about him right now, hell no. You know, this isn't Trump fan line. This isn't MAGA fan line. But it's the day before the election, and this show is going to say, well, I'm not going to talk about one of the individuals who, by the way, is a former president who might be on the edge of a pulling-off comeback that I don't think we've ever seen in presidential history.
And if not, he'll be in court in a couple weeks.
Oh, he is going to declare himself the winner at some point tomorrow night or early morning. I think that is a 99.99% lock that is going to happen, just like it did in 20. Now, it's different because of COVID, but we've also had an extraordinary amount of votes coming in. The Republicans, because Trump has pointed out that he basically was lying in 2020 when he said you can't trust him. It's awful. Mail-in voting early. We have five states where you could only do it that way, including that noted liberal haven, Utah. So Republicans have fared much, much better in early voting so far. Does that mean that they have even more people ready to vote? I don't know. It could mean just more of Republicans who normally would only vote Election Day have voted ahead. Or it could mean they've got a surge that the pollsters have missed again, like they missed in 16 and 20. We're going to find out. But right now, we don't know. Jesse wins the governorship and then comes back with Ventura Farms.
I like that very much.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's a tough vote. Now, their option is great. We just have to decide which is better. Trump will win the majority vote, but Harris will probably get with the electoral vote. Well, if you want to believe in Trump, the fact that he lost to Biden in the popular vote by 7 points, and a lot of these polls showed a pick'em national race when it's not a national race, maybe that gives you some enthusiasm. And then the 7 swing states, about for everyone, I can show you a poll which has Trump barely ahead and Harris barely ahead. I think the second time around, Trump has gotten help to wash over the January 6th affair. Republican leadership did not come down on him hard. They initially said it was wrong, but now they won't do that. Most bought down to him. That's fair. I mean, most went after him really hard. And then some have welcomed him back, and others have just stayed silent. But he has now, what would you say, the polling about 90% of Republican support, if not higher. And the loyalty he has is borderline unparalleled. Overrated is early today because a friendship Scoggins had an adjustment with his schedule. So a quicker, shorter version of overrated, underrated, properly rated in minutes, including tell me what dumb thing I did today. I've got another dumb decision yesterday. So for intelligence, it wasn't a good back-to-back.
Wow. Good for you.
But this one was quality responsibility from me. Take a shot. What do you want to guess? 651-461-9226.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.